Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Just got a text. They said, hey, Lisa, you mentioned that listeners text more than call. For me, I don't text to be anonymous. I text because it's faster. I don't have time to talk to your producer and wait on hold. I just want to text and go. Well, you know we have a private voicemail, too. Kevin lives for the calls that show up on our voicemail. You can call 24/7 about anything and everything. That number is 312-222-5050. And it's been a while, so light it up. If you don't have time to wait to jump on the air with us, you might just hear your voice on the air if you simply call. Hey, every Wednesday at this time, we check in with some friends from Arizona. It's sponsored by visitarizona.com, and we've focused on things like wineries and a lot of adult activities. But if you've got kids, have you considered Arizona? I've got Marjorie on the phone, Marjorie Magnuson. She's worked for the Arizona Office of Tourism for a long time. In fact, how long has it been? How long you been working there, Marjorie?
Well, I'll let your listeners do the math, but since 1987. Since before I was married, I've had three kids, and now I even have a grandbaby.
Oh,
all
my
great
gosh.
Arizona tourists, yes.
Okay, well, I would imagine, like, you're the unofficial statewide tour guide then. So have you visited every place across the state with your kids?
Pretty much. You know, they always thought it was a big jip that their friends went off to Europe for holidays and we drove around Arizona. But now they look back and are so thankful and are really glad that they roared around Arizona for so long. So, yes, lots of corners of the state.
I got it was like a solicitation for money, I don't know, from some conservation organization, and they sent a calendar in June. It's a 2022 calendar, so, you know, I was kind of last on their list. But it had beautiful photography. It had the cactus. I don't know, our iconic picture of a cactus is the tall cactus with the two arms. It was
right, the sorrel.
Yes, mm-hmm. The sorrel. It had millions of those, and in the background, it was snow-covered mountains, and it was just spectacular. And, you know, that's kind of our picture of Arizona. But there are things you can do with kids, and since you're a mom and you've been there forever, if you were to plan a last-minute trip, I mean, kids are getting out of school and you wanted to visit Arizona, what would you put on your list? Where should people go?
I would start right in the Phoenix metropolitan area. You know, we're 22 communities. We're very vast. So one of the communities in the Phoenix metropolitan area is Mesa, and they have some fabulous museums for kids. One of our very favorites is the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Now, this starts with dinosaurs. There's a dinosaur hall where you can hear the dinosaurs, and the waterfalls come because they're all up on a mountain and everything. And then it takes it down throughout history, all the way to our mining history and the movies filmed here in Arizona. So there's a little bit of hands-on with whatever kind of, it kind of broadens for the whole, with all the ologies, the archaeology, the paleontology, you know, all those different, the anthropology, and then it takes it right down to just Arizona's. So it really gives you some meaning to where we live.
That's kind of fun. You know, kids love the Wild West, though. They love to cowboy up, so to speak. And there's certainly a big supply of that in Arizona. Could you share a couple details with our audience about where kids might find some fun?
Yes, just east of that museum in Mesa is Goldfield Ghost Town. It was an actual gold mining town in the 1890s. And now they have all sorts of activities that are both Western and just kind of fun. They have, of course, have the shootouts in the street. They have a ghost tour. It is a ghost town, of course. But they also have stables where you can go horseback riding. And they have gold panning, so you can feel like you're back in the 1890s gold panning. But then modern things, they have like a zip line tour and a little train that goes around, one of those smaller gauge trains that goes around the town. So that's a lot of fun with a lot of variety for all the kids. And of course, taking pictures.
Oh, you got to have pictures. You got to post it on Instagram or you were not there.
Yeah, one of the best places. Yeah.
When I was on visitarizona.com, I saw something about Lost Dutchman State Park. What's the story behind that?
So there was an old gentleman who was actually from Germany, but it would have been Deutschmann, but it turned into Dutchman, and he swore that he found quite a bit of gold. And he did show up in town with quite a bit of gold, but he wouldn't tell anybody where he found it in the Superstition Mountains. And that's why they're called the Superstition Mountains, because it's a superstition that he actually found the gold there. But people still go out there and hunt for gold, and they think they have all the ideas. And there's a little museum at the Superstition Mountain Museum right at the foothills, and kids can go in there and see treasure maps of what people have written down, and they can look at some of Arizona's history, and it's really cool. And right next to that is Lost Dutchman State Park, so also has great views of the Superstition Mountains. And if you're a camper, that you can camp there, or you can, if you're not a big camper, you can rent one of their camping cabins. So you have a lot of options there as well.
I've moved on to camping cabins. I really have. Unless I've got friends that got a new RV, and I'm like, okay, I could camp like that, but I'm done with the tents.
Exactly. And these have little porches with the best views in all of Arizona. And that might be where you're seeing some of those saguaros with the mountains in the background. Because if we do get a really cold winter and the snow moves down, that is exactly where that picture was probably taken.
Cool. Okay, visitarizona.com/discovery. And then next week, when we continue to discover Arizona, we'll talk to some people that can answer any question that anyone wants to text in, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So anything you ever wanted to know about Arizona, make sure you join us next week. And certainly text in your questions, whatever they may be. We'll save them. We'll get them answered for you. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.